The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13 cycles of Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Mem Tet. And let's begin at the top of the Daf, Rabbi Abba Omer. Now we're referring to, by the way, Rabbi Abba is probably Rav. As we said before, Machlokes, what was Rav's? The Rav's real name was Abba. So the Oroch brings over here that this is Rav. Rav Shmo is Rabbi Abba. Remember, was Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis. We had a number of places. In any event, referring back to the bracha that we call the Birkat Haaretz, we've called it all along, but we're so used to it being no delecha. And this is the reason. As the Rabbi Abba says, Sarech Shiomar Bahoda'a Techila Visof. That bracha has actually the opening is no delecha, Hashem Elokeinu. Just like by Knisa La'aretz, we actually go through the concept of Haidah when we deal with Kitavo El Aretz, which is Bikurim, She'eni Kafui Tova. So you need to say Hoda'ah at the beginning, and at the beginning of the end, which is what we call V'al HaKol Anachnu Modim. So there's two Haidahot here, Tchila V'Sof, and look, if you want to try to keep it down, you know, don't go less than one. Apochet lo yifchot mi'achad. V'chol apochet mi'achad on. That's really low class. Just to mention the Aretz, not to mention the Haidah and the Aretz, Harezeh Miguneh. V'chol achotem manchil aratzot mi'birchat ha'aretz. And now the new reform girsa. Instead of mentioning al ha'aretz, we want to make it a universal bracha. After all, God takes care of the two states side by side, blah, blah, blah. So therefore, instead of saying al ha'aretz, we say manchil aratzot, just to make sure the liberals are satisfied. Somebody does that, manchil aratzot mi'birchat ha'aretz. Or he wants to sing about mi malel gvorot Yisrael, you know. So he sticks in Moshia et Yisrael as the end of the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. This is worse than local. This is just the guy doesn't know what he's doing. V'chol she'eino omer brit v'torah b'birkat ha'aretz. Someone who doesn't mention, as we said before, the inyan of brit, which was the way that the land was given, and the Torah, which was the zechus and the way to survive in the land, in birkat ha'aretz, or who doesn't mention malchut beit David and bonei Yerushalayim, which is an intrinsic part of the building of Yerushalayim, lo yatza yedei chovato, has not been mekayim hischiyot. This is misayei alel Rabbi Eloi. Yom Rabbi Elam, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shelo Amar Brit V'Torah, B'Birkat Haaretz, U'Malchut Beit David B'Bonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato. So much for the Birkat Haaretz, and for the Birkat today. That is, we actually discussed Birkat Hazan before. But today, so much for Birkat Haaretz, and for B'Nei Yerushalayim. How about HaTova Amiti? We haven't discussed that. Now, actually, Pligupa, Abba Yossi Ben Dustai, V'Rabbana, Chadomar, HaTov V'Hamitiv Tzricha Malchut. So one sheet, I'm not quite sure who said what, but one sheet is, when you say HaTov HaMitiv, you begin, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, HaTov HaMitiv, for, you know, all the additions that we do. V'chan Amar Einat Tzricha Malchut. As the other man, the Omer says, none of the other brachot that continue on from Birkat HaZan require Malchut. No Delecha doesn't start with Malchut. Rachem doesn't start with Malchut. Why should HaTov HaMitiv start all over again with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Of course, we know why, and that's exactly what the Gemara points out now. Man Yomar Tzricha Malchut, the one who holds it's a new beginning, he holds that it was not part of the Seder Birkat HaMazon originally. And therefore, since it's only Drabbanan, which afterwards we were betaked at the time of Betar, so therefore it's a new bracha. It's not Smuch L'Chavrta as part of its Takana. From here, you could conclude that a bracha that is not initially made Smuch L'Chavrta cannot be turned into Smuch L'Chavrta by artificially making it Smuch L'Chavrta. So much for those who try to say Bari Kriya Eitz before Tfilat HaDerech, which many of the posts can make fun of, that you don't turn a bracha into Smuch L'Chavrta. But there would be other reasons anyway here, because we'd want to be machalic between these brachas if one was later, perhaps. An interesting sidelight, by the way, is why it is that Sur Mishalo does not include HaTov HaMitiv. So we have, Sur Mishalo is meant to be a Hachana for Birkat HaMazon, and has in it all of the Birkat HaMazon. So even though it ends with the word Yayin, that doesn't mention Tov HaMitiv, that Yayin is meant to be a reference to the Birkat HaYayin after Birkat HaMazon. And in fact, as some of the Mefarshei HaTfilos, or Zmirais, Shevet Yehuda, says that it seems that Sur Mishalo was composed before HaTov HaMitiv was metukan, but it comes from the time of the Tanoim, prior to the actual destruction of Beitar. In any event, the Man Yomar, who holds a Natzir Chalmalchut, sees it as a natural continuation of the previous brachot. So according to him, he holds that it is the Oraita. This leads to a question, by the way, that Tosfos raises. Why is there no Malchut in Shmoneh Esrei? One possibility is that Elokei Avraham is Malchut, because Avraham was the one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, as we saw in the Gemara earlier. Lo hayam mi shekara'o HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, ad sheba Avraham lo kara'o Adon. Well, he's complaining, of course, but that's okay. Others learn, Tosfos suggests, that we start off with the Birchot Kriyat Shema with the Shema Malchut. Everything after that is a continuation, including the Shema Nezrei itself, which is the Malchut of those Brachot. Amazing. Okay, Yotzor Vorechoshev, there we go. Straight through Shmoneh Esrei, right to the end. Oh, right here on the page somewhere. It doesn't look like a very big page, so I'll bet you'll be able to find it. Okay. All right, very nice. Continues. Ton Rabban. Mahu Chotein mit B'Binyan Yerushalayim. What's the end of the bracha of the Binyan of Yerushalayim? We, of course, have Bonei Barakam of Yerushalayim or Bonei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yerushalayim, Moshia Yisrael. Now remember, before we said somebody who says Moshia Yisrael, but Bonei Yerushalayim is a bore. So, I mean, could he be saying Moshia Yisrael is the only thing you say and Binyan Yerushalayim not? No. He's saying you can say Moshia Yisrael. Now Rashi learns because of the sugya later that all he saying is that you can be Yotze if you say Moshiach Yisrael. Not that Moshiach Yisrael and Binyan Yerushalayim together are acceptable, because we'll see later on, we're not Chote B'Shnein Yonim. The Gemara is going to discuss whether this is Shnein Yonim. Rabba Baravuna Iklal of Eresh Galuta. So Rabba Baravuna came to the Eresh Galuta and he started off the bracha with Rachem, but he didn't mention both Al Yisrael Amecha V'Al Yerushalayim Yirecha. He only mentioned one of them. But then when he closed the bracha, he was Misayim in both of them, Moshiach Yisrael, which would be Keneged Rachem Al Yisrael Amecha, and Bonei Yerushalayim, which would be Keneged Ve'al Yerushalayim Yirecha. Omer of Chistas, or Chistas, she's showing off over here. Lamiktam Batarte. This is like a really hot stuff, you think, to close the bracha with both Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim. V'atanya Rabbi Omer, in Chotmim Mishtayim, you never put in two separate things into the closing of a bracha. Gufa, let's take a little closer look at that. Rabbi Omer, in Chotmim Mishtayim. So Levi asked Rabbi, what about Birkat HaMazon? Ala Aretz V'Ala HaMazon? That sounds like two things to me. No, that just means Ala Aretz that makes the Mazon, meaning a productive Aretz. The Mafka Mazon. Okay, what about Ala Aretz V'Ala Peirot? What about that? Same thing. Oretz the Mafka Peirot. All right, what about Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmani? That's Yisrael that are Mekadesh Dezmani. But what about Mekadesh Yisrael Varashay Chadashim? The same thing, of course. Yisrael Dekachin al Roshay Chadashim. Okay, now I've trapped you. I knew you were going to say that. What are you going to do with Mekadesh HaShabbos be Yisrael Vazmani? Because obviously Yisrael doesn't make it Rishat HaShabbos. Well, Chutz Mizu, that one's different. What do you mean that one's different? I'll tell you. Because the truth is that the concept over there is the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression of his Kedusha. Now that Kedusha comes through Shabbos, it's the Kedusha Yisrael, and through that Kedusha Yisrael comes the Kedusha of the Zmanim and Rosh Chodesh. That's one thing. But in terms of the Bonei Yerushalayim and Moshiach Yisrael, that's two different things. By the way, you see that even though Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh should be utterly opposites, because Rosh Chodesh is completely dependent. Riya and Kedushas Bez, that Shabbos is there for Tisha B'Av Bereishis. Remarkably, in the Parsha of the Mayadim, Ela Moadei Hashem, and it starts with Shabbos. Therefore, that's Tchilah L'Mikroi Kedesh. It's Tchilah L'Mikroi Kedesh, but it isn't Mikroi Kedesh. So clearly, there is a profound interrelationship between the nature of Kedusha as given and as applied. Calling out that today is Rosh Chodesh in order that today should be Yom Tov. Kriya. So if that's the case, it's a problem. That's what we're addressing over here. Chutz Mizu, that's a very unique relationship. But we do find that the Navi refers separately to Moshiach Yisrael and to Bonei Yerushalayim. Obviously, they're interrelated, of course. But the fact is that we do relate to them separately. So therefore, I don't think that it's an idea to say Moshiach Yisrael uBonei Yerushalayim. Why is it, by the way, that Rebbe was so makbid to say in Chotmim Mishtayim? Taima mai in Chotmim Mishtayim? Lefi she'en osim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. It's improper. proper. To try to throw, let's throw things in and put it together, and because that's actually mezalzel in both of them. My havi alo. So bottom line, what do we do? I mean, this is the Resh Galuta did it this way. We're tying it to two different things. What do we do? On Rav Sheshes, it depends. If you started saying Rachem Alamcha Yisrael, so then the Chatim has Moshiach Yisrael. If you started saying Rachem Yerushalayim Yirecha, so then you're Chotem Bibonei Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman says never. Afilo Patach Rachem Yisrael. It's all very nice to talk about the overall Rachami. The Binyan is Bonei Yerushalayim, and that has to be the Chatimah. Mishum Shenema Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. Ematai Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem Bizman Shenidchei Yisrael Yechanes. Therefore, Bonei Yerushalayim is the essence of Teshuas Yisrael. And therefore, you have to be careful to talk about the Yisod is Bonei Yerushalayim. You must mention that. Everything follows the Binyan of Yerushalayim. Well, not necessarily. We had the Moshe and Yoshua, and then the Haruge Beitar. That means that these were brachot that were evolving brachot, and to a great extent, they needed to evolve because of the difference between Golos and Geula and changes and so on. So we saw that obviously David HaMelech didn't talk about the Nechama of Yerushalayim. He talked about the being mechazik the binyan of Yerushalayim. That brachot changed as the situation changed. So it's the actual Nusach HaBracha. You'll notice all of the changes in the different Eidot, in the Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, in the Brachas of Birkat HaMazon. So the essence of the Bracha is really the Psicha Nechasim of the Bracha. The things that are added over time and have differences are indeed differences in events, in Shoshei HaNefashot, in Lokom and Hagim about what they wanted to stress and so on. That's not what's Ma'akev the Bracha. And that's why when we shorten the Bracha, we shorten it to the essence. So that was the Shita, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Of course, whether you just say the beginning of the Bracha, when you're Makatzah, or the end of the Bracha, leave out everything in between. In the case where Nizkar Shul Bal Keri, the different places, the Bakam Sakana, he sees danger approaching and so on. That's the Iker Bracha. That's the Matbeah. Everything else can be added without affecting the Matbeah. That's Lechara, almost all of the modern places hold it, that's for sure. There's a few places where there's a contradiction to that, and it's very, very strange. Strange shitas that if you say a little bit, it's actually one in the davening for Hashem that we just had. That is that there's a suggestion in Matei Aaron that if you didn't say the nusach of Lashon Rabim, the Musvei Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, you're not Yotzei, which everybody says, that's crazy. How is that possible? You were masker the name. You're not. It's not ma'akev to say the leave out that part of the mitzvah, that part of the mitzvah. I mean, the things like that. This reminded me. It was very shocking. Okay. Omelai Rabbi Zeller of Chista. Nite Mar Avinite. Please come over. Let's learn. You'll teach me something. Omar, what do you mean? I'll teach you something. I am such a jerk. I don't even know how to bench. Birkat Mizono Logam. I haven't even learned how to bench yet. I'm going to teach you something. Okay. What happened? Obviously, you just had a horrible experience, and you're really down on yourself. You want to tell me what happened? My high. Well, I'll tell you what happened. All right. I was invited over to Reish Galusa's house, and they give me the Birkat Hamazon, and I say a Birkat Hamazon just like you're supposed to. And Berachi Birkat Mizona and Rav Sheshet. Oh my God! I was convinced he was going to peck my eyes out. Zakvei Rav Sheshet Lakui Alai Kechivya. He sticks his neck out at me like he's a snake. I was convinced I was just psiyam and I'm of it. You're kidding? What did you do? Am I? Well, I left out Brit and Torah and Malchus, you know, just a few small shinuim. What? How did you do such a thing? Hello, Martha. What did you expect? Well, I was following Rav Chanan al Amarav. And Rav Chanan al Amarav, you know, if you left out Brit, Vetera, Malchus, you'd be Yotzei. For sure, because what? Brit, which is Brit Milah. Women are Chayvei Birkat Hamazon. They can't make a broch on Brit Milah. Torah al Malchut. Forget about women. Women aren't kings, and women aren't Chayvei in the Vetera, but neither are Avadim. So I figured, this is an issue, and brochas, you're supposed to like show a chiddush, remember? We had before, Zoe show Mimalav Adam Gadolu, that's not a chiddush. I figured I'd want to be an Adam Gadol, you know, and then they want to kill me. So he said to him, well, you got to be kidding. Shavakta kol hanita noiv amaroi. Like you left all of the circus that we just had, where everybody was mocked, you got to say prayers, you got to say Torah. If you didn't, you're not Yotzei Yedei Chayvasa, and you're showing some Kiddush by doing like Rav, no wonder he wanted to bite you. We have Adat HaKarav. Anyway, why don't you come over and learn and stop being so down? Omer Rav HaBarbachon, Omer Yochanan. Hatov HaMetiv Tzricha Malchut. You need to mention Malchut in Hatov HaMetiv. So, well, obviously, isn't it true that Kol Bracha Shein Ba
Malchut lo shma bracha? Is that the chiddush? I mean, ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan kata zimna? Rabbi Yochanan already said, kol bracha shema malchut, is ena bracha? Amar Rabbi Zera, no, he means you have to say a double loshen of malchut. So we say malkenu. We know malkenu chutz from the malchut of the p'ticha of the bracha. Why is that? Well, because you didn't say malchut b'nei Yerushalayim. So you have to be maskir an additional malchut. It's tricha shtei malchiyot. Chodedida, which is the Elokeinu Melech HaElam, and then you mention again the Malchut for the Bonei Yerushalayim. Understand? I mean, if you're trying to do a makeup course, then you didn't say Malchut in the Birkat Haaretz all either. I mean, the reason you didn't was because it was Brachas Bruchel Chaverita. So, what, all of a sudden you want to make up all the missing Malchut? So then throw in another word? Yochini Boitlat? We should read Chodedida, Vokodedida Bonei Yerushalayim, Vokodedida Birkat Haaretz. Why did you leave out Birkat Haaretz? Clearly, because it was a Brachas Bruchel Chaverita. No? Hello, Birkat Haaretz, by time alone, Mishim Davila Bracha, as Bruchel Chaverita. So, the same thing was true about Yerushalayim, Nami Botiboy, because it's a Bracha. Well, you're right. It, theoretically, you are. But I figure like this. Once you're being maskir, the Malchut Beit David, is it right not to say something about Malchut Shamayim? I mean, it doesn't seem to be right. So I understand technically we don't have where to stick it in because it's a brachas b'chala kaverta. But does it seem correct to you to mention, let us think about the rebuilding of the Malchut of David, human Malchut, and to give no place at all for Malchut Shamayim? Therefore, I felt it ought to be inserted, and therefore it requires an addition. Because it's simply not there, Heretz. Rav Papa Amar, Papa says, no. What he actually said was is that you require two Malchiyot. And that's what we do. We say, Avinu, Malkenu, Adirenu, Borenu, Goalenu, and then at the end we say, HaMelech HaTov HaMetiv, besides Boruch HaTov HaShem Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam. So we do have three total Malchiyot, two Levar Midida, and that was exactly why. Because we wanted, once we're making up for the missing Malchut of Rakas Vukhalakabat, that's really true. It's very strange. So now what are we going to do? We're going to say only the Malchut that was missing in Bnei Yerushalayim. If you felt out there hurts, you needed to do that. So then it's only correct to mention the Malchut of Bnei Yerushalayim. And therefore, Natov HaMetiv, we really have three separate Ramazim to Malchut. Now, Yotiv Rav Zera, Chorid Rav Gittel. Rav Zera was sitting in back in the shir, behind Rav Gittel. Rav Gittel was in front of Ravuna. And Ravuna's teaching now, and comes along with Gilly, and he says something, and he says, look, to Avalo is Yishal Shabbat. Suppose you forgot to mention Ritzeh. Well, there's always a solution. What you can do is you could say, Baruch Shenatan Shabbatot Lemenucha Lamo Yisrael, Bi'ahava Le'ot V'Lebrit, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbat. So, wow, so that was a big finish. So Ravuna says to Rav Gittel, who said that? Man Amra, he says, Rav. Okay, then, later on, they were discussing what about the Dinim of Yom Tev. So later on he said, to Avalo Yizkir Shayom Tov, if you missed Yalav Yovav, you could say, Baruch Shenatan Yamim Tovim, Lamo Yisrael, L'Simcha, U'L'Zikaron, in exactly the same way. Of course, it's Baruch Atah Hashem, like in the Melech Halom. It's a real bracha, which is being Makatzer in the Gemara, as we often do. And you could say that for the Nusach, correct? This is L'Sasona, L'Simcha, L'Zikaron, is the correct Yirsa. And you close with Baruch Atah Hashem, Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. So there too, Ravuna was amazed. Man Amra, so I heard that from Rav. Then later on, when they were talking about Rosh Chodesh, he said the same thing. But I was sitting behind him and I didn't hear too good. So I couldn't hear whether, when it came to Rosh Chodesh, whether he mentioned Simcha or he didn't mention Simcha. Because the din is that Rosh Chodesh, there is a halach of Simcha, but only Beis HaMikdash. B'yom Simchatchem, v'moadechem, v'roshech ha'chechem. But that's not a din in Simcha in the Gulas. So therefore, I wasn't sure whether that's supposed to be included in the bracha or not. I didn't hear him. And I didn't hear whether he gave the Chatima, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, v'roshech ha'chechem or not. So, Yichatimba, Yilochatimba, I didn't hear this. And I didn't hear about the Rosh Chodesh, whether he got that from Rav, or whether it was his assumption that one does that, that part of the conversation, I was too far back to hear. So, ididei, idirabi. Now, Gidol Bar Menyume was once sitting in front of Rav Nachman who had eaten, and Rav Nachman forgot to mention Ritzeh, and he went back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, Vahad Elorisha. So he asked Rav Nachman, wait a minute, why'd you have to go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon? My time, or Avin Marachi, or Malay, what do you mean, my time? I forgot to say Ritzeh. Domer of Shiloh, Amarav, Ta'av. Hakozel Rosh. So he asked him, yes, but surely you must have heard this great Chiddush where Ravuna ends up quoting Rav and says, if you forgot, you could say Baruch Shanatan with the whole gears and everything. You must have been able to say that. Oh, my life. Oh, you poor boy. Don't you know that that's not always an option? Lav itma alam Rabban Asher bataklifa amar Rav. Rav himself said that that's limited to where you didn't start saying the Baruch Atah Hashem Atova Hametiv. But I didn't remember until after I started. So that's dafka lo shana l'shalo patak v'atova hametiv. Ava patak v'atova hametiv. You no longer have this option. Then you have to be Chozer L'Rosh, and therefore I was Chozer L'Rosh. Now here is major machlokas, which I'm sure all of you know. What does it mean when it says shalo patak v'atova hametiv? Does it mean literally you didn't say the words, the beginning of the bracha v'atova hametiv? Or does it mean you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem v'atova hametiv? Now the famous psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayyadam, that if you just said Baruch Atah Hashem, you can always say Lamdeni Chukecha and then make it into a non-beginning of Atov Amitiv is a Chiddush of the late Achronim. Nobody ever mentioned it before. One of my pet peeves, because I can't stand that psalm, because that Lamdeni Chukecha is not a bracha, as Rashi says. So it's just simply a Shevach. So to say Baruch Atah Hashem is a bracha and then to say Lamdeni Chukecha at the end is really still a bracha of Atola. I mean, you didn't do anything by saying Lamdeni Chukecha. Anyway, I mean, apparently Reb Moshe held that way also, because he never passed in that way to end with a Lamdeni Chukecha. But there is another possibility, which some suggest, which is, I believe that the Nishkai actually suggests this, why not turn the opening of Atov HaMetiv into the bracha on Shabbos? You start to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so continue Shenatan Shabbatot, continue the bracha. What do you mean, Ani Milchelo Potah? So therefore, anyway, would have to mean Atov HaMetiv. Okay, again, that depends how you learned the sugya earlier of how the Pticha of the bracha relates to the Siyam of the bracha. But anyway, certainly if you actually began the words of Atov HaMetiv, then you're in trouble, and you'd have to be Chozer L'Rosh. Omer of Idi Baravim, Omer of Amram, Omer of Nachman, Omer of Shmuel, Ta'av lo yizkir shor shodesh b'tfilah, Maksim Neto. If you left Yala V'Yovo out of your davening, you have to go back. But if you forgot to say Yala V'Yovo on Rosh Chodesh in your Birkat HaMazon, you don't have to go back. Omer le Revavim le Rav Amram, Maishna Tfilu, Maishna Birkat HaMazon. I don't understand why there would be a difference. Omer le, I gotta tell you, I didn't know either. This bothered me a lot. After the Dikashali, and I went v'shiltil Rav Nachman, I went and asked Rav Nachman, he told me that, listen, the halacha's roots were in Shmuel. And I was quoting Shmuel. It was Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. And I did not hear at the time, Minei de Mar Shmuel lo Shmeli. I did not hear any approach. But, I mean, we're not so stupid. Let's think about it. Let's try to figure it out ourselves. I would suggest that the reason is this. Tfilah, you have a chiyav of being mitpalel, mentioning Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, since it's a chovah, and there's no way to get out of the tfilah of Rosh Chodesh, Magzirinoto. Birkat HaMazon. Does anybody say you actually had to eat a Se'udah for Rosh Chodesh? No. So therefore, because if you didn't need to eat a Magzirinoto, then there's no reason to say that you did something missing in your Birkat HaMazon. Something missing. My Birkat HaMazon doesn't really relate to Rosh Chodesh. It's all very nice to mention it, but it's certainly not going to be Ma'akev. So he said, wait a minute, but by that logic, are you suggesting that on Shabbat and Yom Tov, where you must eat, you would have to go back? Elamiyata Shabbatot v'yomim tovim delo sagile delo achil hachinami ditoi hoda. Are you suggesting you have to go back there? Because there the logic doesn't apply. Omalei, well, of course you have to go back. Don't you know? The Omer of Shiloh Amarav ta'ach ozer l'rosh. You need to go back if you made a mistake. Yeah, but I thought that halacha was irrelevant because I thought it's basically no longer nogea because Ravuna Amarav said that in the case of your ta'ah, you're not kozer. You say the same kind of thing you do for Rosh Chodesh. You say Baruch Shenatan, etc., etc. Yes, that's what happened. But remember, Lavi Tmarala, that only works in certain conditions. That's only if you didn't start saying Atov HaMetiv. But if not, you're going to have to, if you already started, you're going to have to be Chozer L'Rosh. And that's the difference. For Rosh Chodesh, you won't. So Lavi Tmarala, Loshon Shelo Patach Batov HaMetiv, Avo Patach Vamatov HaMetiv, Chozer L'Rosh. In reality, we do not do a Chatimah or mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. We are not Chozer on Rosh Chodesh. We are Chozer on Shabbat and Yom Tov. But, as Tosfos suggests, how about in Suda Shlishit? Suda Shlishit, where it's not a Chiyuv to actually have bread. If you wanted to have some Mezeinos for Suda Shlishit, that would be fine. So therefore, by the same logic that Rosh Chodesh is not Mechayev Yom Birkat HaMazon, Suda Shlishit is not Mechayev Yom Birkat HaMazon. And therefore, we indeed paskin, if you left out Ritzvah, you're not Chozer L'Rosh in Seudah Shlishit. Koshkin, if you add other Stam Seudot, you're eating again on Shabbat, over there, it's not a din that every time you leave out Ritzvah, you have to repeat the Birkat HaMazon. It's the Seudah of Chiyuva Birkat HaMazon that you have to repeat the Mazon.
Well, we put in
No, that doesn't help you. That's not part of Birkat HaMazon. That's after Birkat HaMazon. At kama mizamni. So what would be the shear that enables you to say this Birkat HaZimun? Now, I'm really confused because Rabbi Meir says Ad Kizayit and Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Kibetza, and yet generally speaking, as I'm about to show you, they actually are the exact opposite. Are you trying to tell me that according to Rabbi Meir, a Kizayit is Choshev enough, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, only a Kibetza is Choshev? Via Ibchasham Inanu, we have a Mishnah that teaches us exactly the opposite. Titznan, now the first part over there is discussing somebody who was on his way, and he's going to Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden he remembers that he didn't get rid of all of his chametz. And then it continues on. And what about if he's on his way back? He's coming back from Yerushalayim, and he remembers that, oh my God, I've got some of the carbon shlomim on me that I didn't finish my sandwich, and I was only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. Obviously can't eat anymore, it's possible yotze. But the problem is, there's a mitzvah sreifa in Yerushalayim. Does he have to go all the way back home? Back to Yerushalayim? Zavaniska shaya biyado basar kodesh. Imavar tzofim. If he passed a place, tzofim is not a reference specifically to Har Tzofim. Tzofim means a place where you can be tzofeh over Yerushalayim. Meaning, it's not a particular distance that we're talking about. It's the actuality of still being inside of Yerushalayim. No. Not here. Sorfo bimekomo. So then, already, if you can no longer see Yerushalayim, you burn it wherever you are. V'imlav, choser v'sorfo lefnei abirah, miyatzei ha-maracha. Now, the question is, how much of the shlamim would you have in order to be machai of you to walk back to Yerushalayim? At kamahim chosrim, and we're assuming that this is a din in chashivut. So Rabbi Meir says, well, whether you're talking about chametz for Pesach, or you're talking about the basar kodesh, this year is a kibetza. So now here's Rabbi Meir saying that less than a kibetza is not choshev, and yet when it came to Birkat HaMazon, it was Rabbi Meir was saying, no, it's the kizayit, you don't need a kibetza. And remarkably, Rabbi Yehuda over here said, you need a kibetza, says, no, over there when it comes to going back home for your burning the chametz, it's not enough just to be mevatalit if there's a kizayit, or you'd have to go all the way back to Yerushalayim if you haven't been over Tzofim, if there's a Kizayit. How do you explain that? Rav Yochanan, there can't possibly be an explanation here. We've obviously switched the Shitot. Mukhlefet HaShita. Abai says, no. One has nothing to do with the other. Le'olam lo tepuch. The source of the machloket here is how to understand the pasuk. Hocha bikroi pliki. It says v'achalta v'savata. Now, it's two ways of understanding what that v'savata is adding something to the normal din of Akila, right? So if the normal din of Akila, everybody's made Akhila is always because I. What is Savata adding? So according to Rabbi Meir, Savata is adding a drink. Having food without a drink is never Sviya. And therefore the Achalta Zo Akhila, which means that a Kizayit is enough for the Akhila, and then the Savata is the Shtia. Since Akhila all over, everyone agrees is the Kizayit, there's no basis for adding to the Kizayit in the Birkat HaMazon. Rabbi Yehuda Savata, the Achalta and Savata is all one thing. And Achila, which has enough in it to provide you with svi'a. And that has to be more than a kezayit, the ezozo, that's a kebetza. Masha'inke, when it comes to the question of going back to your chametz or to Yerushalayim for the yoytze, they're not arguing. They're arguing in a svara. Rabbi Meir says, look, the din of chazara should be dependent in the din of tuma. Because the din of tuma is where the Torah was makshiv, the oichlin, to have the full power of transmission of tuma. And tuma is bekebetza. In which case, if we're asking, we're not dealing with eating. So why would we talk about kizayit? We're dealing with other questions. Other questions of the chashivut we find from tuma as a shir of kibetza. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you're right. We're not dealing with eating. But nonetheless, we're dealing with an iser that is a derivative of the concept of eating. I mean, the Torah said, don't eat yotze. The Torah said, don't eat chametz. So that means whatever the Torah is marshal for achila is the shear that you got to make sure that you get rid of this yotze. You burn the yotze. You burn the chametz. And therefore, I say, mitzad asfora, that the chiv of the chazara is the shear of the iser. Just like the shear of the iser is one kizayit, the chazara is also a single kizayit. Now, the question over here is, how do we understand arguing about the pasuk as to whether it's a kezayit or kebetza, if before we said ein hichmiru al atzvan be kezayit or be kebetza, that meant that ein hichmiru al atzvan that this is only drabbanan. The Tosfos, it says Eino Chinami. We're talking about an Esmach Labayamba. I mean, obviously, it can't be a real Chiyuv. But others say, no, it's not true. It's a real Chiyuv. But it's a real Chiyuv depending on the circumstances. If a person is Keveya a meal in which the amount of bread that he has in the meal is a Kezayit or a Kebetz, there's tons of other stuff in the meal. So he's got steak and he's got potatoes and everything else. He finishes the meal and he's feeling quite good. So that is the Kezayit sufficient. In that case, the Machayev, that's not a Drabon. And there you finished a meal. So there may be a difference between bread in the context of a meal of Sviya or just eating Kezayit or Kebetz. Just eating a Kezayit or Kebetz, you're right. That could be a din, but in the context of true Sviya, the question is, what portion of that requires, it has to be bread in order to require Birkat HaMazon? That may well be a Dioraita. Another fascinating point over here is that Alibet Rabbi Meir, who holds that Savata Ishtiya, you have to be very careful not to drink after Birkat HaMazon, but before Birkat HaMazon, which people don't realize. So they'll have a sandwich, and they'll bench, and then they'll go out, they'll take a drink. But according to Rabbi Meir, you only became Chayev in Birkat HaMazon Midiraita when you took the drink. And what you had benched before was only a Birkat HaMazon Derabanan. Obviously, cannot pater you when for the first time you become Saveya. So that really, Allah Lamaisi, you have to be Makpid on that as well. Even from Echad, whoa, Arezim Ebuneh. The Kolach Hotei Mamchiu Arat Sot, Bibrikat Aretz, Umoshiat Yisrael Bavonei Yerushalayim, Areze Liberal Bor. The Choshen Omer Brit Vitorah Bibrikat Aretz, Umachut Be David Bavonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato, Misayel Rabbi Loi. Tom Rabbi Loi, Am Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Bishum Rabbeinu, Koshelo Omer Brit Vitorah Bibrikat Aretz, Umachut Be David Bavonei Yerushalayim, Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato. Pligibar Abba Yossi ben Yustav Rabbonat Chadamar Atav Amitiv Tzichah Malchut V'chadamar Inat Tzichah Malchut Mandi Yomar Tzichah Malchut Kasavad Rabbanan Mandi Yomar Inat Tzichah Malchut Kasavad Yoraita Tanu Rabbonam Malchotem Bibidyan Yerushalayim Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yudah Amr Moshiach Yisrael Moshiach Yisrael Im Binyan Yerushalayim Lo Ela Ima Af Moshiach Yisrael Rabba Bar Hudi Ikol Veresh Kaduta Potach bechoda v'siim betarte. Omer of Kisawo, big shot. Gevurta lemichtam betarte. Hatanya Rebbe Omerin chotmin b'shtayim. Gufa. Rebbe Omerin chotmin b'shtayim. Eit ve'levi. Le Rebbe ala oretz ve'ala mazon. That's eres de bafka mazon. Ala oretz ve'ala perot. Eres de mafka perot. Bekadesh Yisrov azbanim. Yisrov de kachino lezbanim. Bekadesh Yisrov roshei chodashim. Yisrov de kachino roshei chodashim. And the Kadesh Shabbat, Yisrov Asbanim. Well, hardly ever. Chutz Mizu. And Maishna Haka, Maishna Haka Chodi Yotam Tarti. Therefore, Kol Chod of a Choda has to stand behind in Afshin. The time of mine, Chodim Bishtaim, Vishenosim Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. My Havi Allah, Omer of Sheshet, Patach Barakem Alamcha Yisrov, Chotem Bemoshia Yisrov. Patach brachem on Yerushalayim, chotem bibonei Yerushalayim. Reb Nachonar, afilo patach brachem on Yisrael, chotem bibonei Yerushalayim. Mishum shenema, bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, nidche Yisrael yechaneis. Ematai bonei Yerushalayim Hashem, bizman shenidche Yisrael chaneis. Omele rizel reb chistaneti marvenitne. Omele, ha, me, a jerk. Birkat nezone lo gamrina, tenuya matanina. I'm like, okay, my eye. I'm like, well, it's a sad story. And I'm telling you, I almost got myself murdered. Zach for Sheshet Lekwele, Kechivya. What'd you do? Well, Elam Relo Brit, Velo Torah, Velo Malchut. Oh my God. I'm my Lo Amri. Well, Kirif Hanan Alamarab. Domer of Hanan Alamarab, Lo Amar Brit, Velo Torah, Malchut, Yatsa. Brit of Vishena Benashim, Torah Machut of Enershon, Lo Benashim, Lo Bavanim. You gotta be kidding. Shabak the Kol Ani Tanoi Vamaroi, Vavadata Karab, you're lucky you got away with your life. Omer Abba Babakan Omer Yokan, Atova Mitiv Tricham Malchut. מה כמה שלון? כל ברכה שאין בה מלכות לבשמה ברכה? אומר רבי יוחנן בן זמנה. אומר רבי זמנה, no. Another מלכות, שצריכה שתי מלכיות. אחד הדידה, which was obvious, ואחד הבני ירושלים. Well, if that's the case, you might as well throw in another one, no. אחד הדידה, ואחד הבני ירושלים, ואחד הברכת הארץ. אלא ברכת הארץ, my time alone, because you also agree. I mean, look, it's a ברכת סמוכה לחברתה, which is true about בני ירושלים. נעמי לא תיבואי, אבל ברכת סמוכה לחברתה. Yeah, that's technically true. But who I think I feel, but neither shall I nami lo bai. El aide di ona machut be David, lavu rachara de lo ona machut shamayim. Rav Papa amar achi kama, he trich a shtei malchiyot levad midida, and that's actually what we do. Now, yati rav zera chad rav gidol, v'yati rav gidol, kamed rav una, v'yati v'kama ta'av alo izkir shal shabbat, אומר ברוך שנתן שבתות למנוחה למו ישראל באהבה לאות ולברית ברוך אתה השם מקדש השבת. אומר לי וואו מה נאמרה רב עוד יד וגם רתאה ולא יזכר שיום טוב. אומר ברוך שנתן ימים טובים למו ישראל לססון לזכר לזיכרון ברוך אתה השם מקדש השבת הזמנים. אומר לי וואו מה נאמרה רב הלא ידעתי וגם רתאה ולא יזכר שראש קודש אומר ברוך שנתן ראשי חדשים למו ישראל לזיכרון. Darn it, lo yadana. Yama basimcha ilo, yama basimcha. And I didn't hear what it was chatimba ilo, chatimba. And I never heard the, wow, who said it part. Say, idi day in a rabbi. Yidu ban ben yumi abikoi kamele Reb Nachman. Tor Reb Nachman, vodil reisha. Amalei, my time of it, marachi. Amalei, yom Reb Shila, amar aftacha zil arash. What do you mean? But, bom Reb Un, amar aftacha, amar baruch shnatan. אומר להביט בר לא אומר מנשה בתחליף אומר רב לא שנו שלא פתח בטוב אמיתית אבל פתח בטוב אמיתית חוזר לראש אומר רבי דברובין אומר רב אמר אומר רב נחמן אומר שמואל תאב לא הזכיר של ראש חודש בתפילה מחזירין אותו בברכת המזון אין מחזירין אותו אומר לרבנה לרב אמר מה יש לנו תפילה מה יש לנו ברכת המזון אומר לי אף לדידיקה השליט שאלתי לרב נחמן ואומר לי מנה דבר שמואל לא שמיע לי but I can tell you we can figure it out ourselves נחזי ענן I would say tvila de chovah yi machzirin oto berkat mezonah di iboy achil iboy lo achil ein machzirin oto so el miata shabbatot v'yomim tovim de lo sagi de lo achil are you suggesting that achanami toy hadar omele of course d'omer of shilom arav ta'acho zel arosh but I thought ravuna amarav tzita omer baruch shenatan Yeah, but lavit malor shano shlo patach batova mitiv avo patach batova mitiv chozer l'rosh ad kama mizamnim. Now this is really backwards. It turns out that Rabbi Meir is saying ad kizayit, so he's meaning choshev like kizayit, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying kibetza, so choshev like kibetza. Va'ipcha shabinan lohu, and the question of whether you have to go back home to burn chometz or go back to Yerushalayim to burn yotzei, that's not chemishi yatzam Yerushalayim. ונזכר שהיה בידו בשר קודש אם עבר צופים שרפו במקומו ואם לא חוזר ושרפו לפני הבירה מייצא המערכה as is the original mitzvah. Now there too we had עד כמה הם חוזרים and Rabbi Meir said both the chometz case and the yotze case is kibetza and over here he said kizayit and Rabbi Yehuda says either case is because I but over here he said kibetza om Rabbi Yochan muchlefet hashita Abai omer they have nothing to do with each other there's no reason to be mepech hashita hocha bekroi pligi Rabbi Meir sabave achalta is achila savata ishtia now achila is a kizayit so why would we go beyond kizayit Rabbi Yehuda sabave achalta v'savata is referring to the type of achila sheyesh basvia which is beyond the kizayit and that must be a kibetza mashe over there by Chazorah for Chometz so Yotzei Bisvora Pligi Rabbi Meir Sava Chazorato Ketumato just like Tumato is Kibetza Av Chazorato is Bekibetza and Rabbi Yehuda Sava Chazorato Ki Isuro just like Isuro is Bekizayit Av Chazorato Bekizayit
Can we stop in place? Let's just, if you don't mind, let's just, it's all really one connected sugya. Let's just start with the Chosha Eino Bris Vatera, the Birkas Haaretz. So, even though we already said that yesterday. Okay, there's a sixth line down. Chosha Eino Mebrit Vatora, the Birkas Haaretz, Umalchut Beit Adid, the Bonei Yerushalayim, לא יצא ידיך ותוך. מסייע לנו רבי, לא אדם רבי, לא אדם רבי, יעקב ברח ומשותפינו, כל שלא אמר ברית ותורה בברכת הארץ, המלכות בית אביב בבוני ירושלים, לא יצא ידיך ותוך. הפליגי בא ביוסד בן דוסטוי ורבונה. The question over here is how to relate to מלכות when you come to הטוב המטיב. So we know that we're supposed to open the bracha, even though it would appear to be smooth with the chavertah, but we open it nonetheless with Baruch Atah Hashem. The question is, do we say, Elokeinu Melech Haolam? So Chana Mar Atov Emi Tip Tzircha Malchut, Chana Mar Eina Tzircha Malchut. L'Kha'ura, the Machlokas is dependent on what we saw earlier. Do we learn Hatov Amitiv out of the Pasuk, Hashem Natan Lach? Or do we say that Hatov Amitiv is only a Takana of Yavne? So Mandi Omar Tzircha Malchut, Kasavet Rabbanan? If you hold that Hatov Amitiv is the Rabbanan, then that means it's no longer a Smuch Ala Chavertah, because it was not Metukenet at that time. And Lamaisa were mafsik between the brachot d'oraita, when we say Amen, Bonei Yerushalayim Amen, and therefore this begins now a new bracha, and every bracha has to have malchut, without malchut you're not yotze. Whereas the man d'yomrei natzircha malchut, according to him, it's part of the four brachot of Birkat HaMazon. Oh, you took that to the spots this year. He's willing to be involved, but there's a big problem. I mean, who's gonna scratch your back?
That's
a problem. We'll see how it works. So, according to him, the bracha is the oraita. Since it's the oraita, it's a continuation of the previous brachot. And in that sense, it's a bracha smucha l'chavrata, and would not require its own separate malchut. And l'chora, it would be actually constructed to suggest in the other direction. Otherwise, it would be chot emet b'baruch. This is a little bit of a machloket. According to Rashi, in any event, we have the question of a short bracha. Rashi asks you, if you're going to tell me that it's the oraita, then why would it begin with Baruch at all? It shouldn't even begin with Baruch. Does it suggest maybe it doesn't begin with Baruch? Because the girsa, as we have it, reflects the girsa according to Mandi Yom HaVotis Rabbon, which is how we passed it. But maybe in a finami. If we would have said the other way around, it could be that it was constructed in the opposite direction. Rashi learns that it's potechet b'baruch because it's a bracha k'tzara. Since it's a bracha k'tzara, this is essentially its ending. It doesn't have a separate opening and ending, because remember, as we said earlier, the original takana was only hatov amitiv, period. All the other things that we have in it are anyway additions, and so it doesn't make sense for us to have an ending. It's simply a bracha k'tzara. But it doesn't like that too much. And he says it shouldn't be any different than any of the other brachot asmuchot to chavratan. Indeed, that would be the way it would be, according to Amad Yomar, Tan Rabban. The question now is, Mahu Choteim Bibinyan Yerushalayim. Okay, we've established now that there are four brachot, the three midiraita, one midrabbanan, the four midiraita. It's not clear what the nature of the Chatima is. And we'll see that the Malchut that we've talked about in Mask here, Malchut Beit David Bibonei Yerushalayim, also goes into this question. So, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudomer, the ending of the bracha for Bonei Yerushalayim is Moshiach Yisrael. Moshiach Yisrael, not, there wouldn't be no mention of Binyan Yerushalayim. I thought that the point of the bracha was Binyan Yerushalayim. So you tell me Binyan Yerushalayim, no? No, he's saying Af Moshiach Yisrael. It's Moshiach Yisrael or Bonei Yerushalayim. Rabba Baruch Hu Nihikla Reish Galuta. Patach Bechad of Asim Betarte. So he opened up Al Yerushalayim Yirecha, let's say. Or Al Yisrael America. One or the other. But not both, the way we do. And then he ended with both. And he said, Moshe Yisrael, Bonei Yerushalayim. Omer Kista Gurta Lamifam Batarta, we consider that to be like a big shot thing. You have two things at the end of a bracha. On the contrary, Batanya Rabbi Omer and Chotmi Mishtayim. So we had before the whole sugya, we're very careful not to have an ending of two. That's where we're Matayak, we've got the Shabbos or Shodesh and so on, which we'll bring up again, we brought up earlier. So how do you end with two different things? Gufa, let's take a look at that sugya. Rabbi Omer and Chotmi Mishtayim. Hezvei Levi, the Rebbe. Don't we say Allah Eretz V'Yal HaMazon? Never heard anybody arguing about that. It's two different things. Eretz and Mazon. No. That means Eretz did not come Mazon. It's the land that brings forth the food. So that's one bracha. Okay, how about Allah Eretz V'Yal HaPerot? Same thing. Eretz did not come Perot. How about Mekadesh Yisroel Vazman? Well, that's Yisroel is necessary because they are Mekadesh Vazman. So that's two different things. Mekadesh Yisroel is therefore Mekadesh Hazman. Oh yeah, so what are you going to do about Mekadesh Yisrael for Shekhar Hashem? Same idea, Yisrael to Kadesh for Shekhar Hashem. Now I trapped you, because what are you going to do with Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Hazman? You certainly can't say that Yisrael is Mekadesh Shabbos, because Shabbos was there before. So now that's not the explanation. Well, chutz mizu. That's different. Okay, why is it different? I difference from Vaishnava. The difference is simple because, look, Akrasada, the underlying idea of the bracha is one thing, Makadosh. You tell me what a Makadosh is. Makadosh is Shabbos, Yisro, it's mine and fine. But what I'm giving a bracha is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assertion of Kedusha in the world. But when it comes to what you're saying over here, you're trying to say Moshe Yisroel and also Bnei Yerushalayim. I mean, that's two different things. So each one just stands on its own. What's the reason why it's so marked not to be Chotem B'Shtayim, Chotem B'Mayim, and Chotem B'Shtayim? But Mishe Enosim Mitzvot Chavilot Chavilot. Since each one stands on its own, it actually cheapens it. They put it together with a pile of other things. My Havilah, what's the bottom line for the Din of Bnei Yerushalayim? Omer of Sheishes actually depends. You have your choice. So if you start Rachem with Rachem Alam Chai Yisrael, so then the fitting conclusion would be Baruch Atah Hashem Moshiach Yisrael. If you start off with Rachem Al Yerushalayim, then the fitting end is Bnei Yerushalayim. Reb Nachman Omar, Afilu Patach Rachem Al Yisrael Amecha Chutim B'Bnei Yerushalayim. Because the Yeshua of Yisrael is actually a function of Binyan Yerushalayim. As it says in the Pasuk, Shenemar Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yikanez. So in other words, the Binyan Yerushalayim itself means, really, the Knesset Nidchei Yisrael. E Matai Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem. Mizman She Nidchei Yisrael Yikanez. Omer Lai Rabbi Zeira L'Rav Chisda. Nesimar V'Nesne. How about coming over, and teach me some things. Crazy! I haven't even learned yet how to say Birkat HaMazon. I'm going to teach you something. I can't even learn. Okay, he says, I see you must have had a disaster. What happened? Like all of a sudden you can't learn. Well, in my eye, what are you referring to? I'll tell you, he said, I came to the house of the Rish Galusa. They gave me Birkat HaMazon. I spent Birkat HaMazon. And Rav Sheshet, Zachary Rav Sheshet Lekliya like a chivya. Rav Sheshet was there. He stuck his neck up at me and looked at me like a snake. I thought he was going to bite me to death. Well, what'd you do? Come on, you might have done something. Well, mine. Well, I sort of skipped Briz and Tera and Malchus. I left it all out. So the Lami, the Briz, the Torah, the Malchut, all of the things that we said that you absolutely must say. That's why I wanted to begin before. Because you know, Briz, the Torah, the Briz, the Torah, the Briz, the Torah, the Briz, I left it all out. What would you leave it all out for? Am I the Lami? Well, because we're Chanan Lamarad. The Lami of Chanan Lamarad. Lo amar brit v'torah u'machut. That's not. L'may seriosi, because brit, you can't say that brit is the definition of Birkat HaMazon. Because you don't have brit and nashim, and you certainly have nashim and Birkat HaMazon. Torah and machut, you don't have not in nashim and not in avadim. So the mela, because there's always an issue, you know, to show that a broker is correct. We saw that earlier. You do your best to show off the Pesach Halacha and a broker. So I figured, okay, so I'll show him a broker with a lot of condition, and this will be with Kanan and Lamarad, but they're ready to kill me. So I'm nervous about teaching anybody anything. So he said to him, on Shabbat, to call Ani Tanoiv, Amaroiv, Abad, like a rab, what did you expect? We just got a whole daf of different Tanoiv and Amaroiv, I'm telling you, you have to do this. And you did like rab. You expect people not to react?
There's less than that to say rab, that's for all these stuff.
Well, to be a bit more careful on the side. I'm a rabbi, Barbara. I'm a rabbi. Atov v'amitiv, tricha malchut. If you're going to say a baruch of atov v'amitiv, then you have to say baruch atah Hashem l'keinu melech ha'olam, and then you say atov v'amitiv. You don't continue on with the previous bracha. So Micah Mashal, what's the finish? Is the finish. Now, obviously something is wrong with this Micah Mashal, and as Rav Kivager points out, but the Radka had this question earlier, but we just explained that there's a Machlokas whether you should say Malchus with Atov HaMitiv. It depends on the Machlokas of whether Atov HaMitiv is near right to the Rabbanon. So how can the Gemara say Micah Mashal? I mean, that itself is a finish. We just saw what the finish is. The finish.
This is not good.
Huh? Yeah, you'll handle it. All right. So Micah Mashmalan. So therefore, how can you ask Micah Mashmalan? So Rashba actually has a different gear theory, which I think is the whole problem. He goes like this. Atov Micah Mashmalan. Atov Amitiv Lav Diraita. Is that your finish? That since it's not Diraita, therefore you're starting now with a new book, you have to say Malkut. So then just say so. Nema Atov Amitiv Lav Diraita. It's a very strange way of telling me a finish that Atov Amitiv Lav Diraita. Ela Micah Mashmalan. That kol bracha she'in ba malchut lo shema bracha. And it's a given that it's a drabon. Therefore, it needs to be a bracha on its own. So now I want to tell you, you should know that a bracha on its own that doesn't have malchus is not called a bracha. We know that finish. Rabbi Yochanan said that before. Om Rabbi Yochanan chadazimna. Om Rabbi Zera, the point over here is not that you have to say malchut, is that it needs twice malchut
Shetricha shtei malchiyot. What it's saying is it requires an additional malchus, and that's a big chiddush. Because the problem of, and in fact we do this, as we say after the bracha, when we say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu, Boreinu, okay, we go on the whole thing. Kedoshenu, Kedosh Yisrael, HaMelech, HaTov, HaMeitiv. What are we doing all of this? Because we're talking about two levels of Malchut. We skipped the Malchut in Bonei Yerushalayim. But now, in order to go ahead and to be master, that Malchut that was missing in Bonei Yerushalayim because it was a Baruch HaTzmuch HaLachavirta, so we add additional Malchut. So if that's the case, so we're going to make up the malchuyot of your full Birkat HaMazon. So then you should need the malchut also for Birkat HaAretz, because Birkat HaAretz also started without a Melech HaOlam. Because Birkat HaAretz, my time alone, why obviously do you not need malchut again for Birkat HaAretz? Because it's in a brachas v'chala chavratah. So it's not that we're missing malchut, it's not the original malchut in the Pticha Birkat HaMazon was the malchut of all of these brachot. So I understand. So in the same way, I don't need to make up the malchut of Birkat HaAretz. Why do I need to make up the malchut of Bnei Yerushalayim? So Bnei Yerushalayim, nami lo tiboy. Davele brachas v'chala chavrata. Says the Gemara, of course, meyikar adin, lo adin dafilo Bnei Yerushalayim, nami lo tiboy. Of course, we don't need, really, to make up the malchut. However, remember that in the course of this bracha, we're talking about now the malchut of Beit David. So is it proper, do you think, not to say malchut Shemayim? It's simply not derech eretz. But you're telling me, technically speaking, you don't have to say malchut, because after all, it's a brachas v'chala chavrata, right? But I mean, in the context of mentioning malchut Beit David, it doesn't make sense to leave out malchut Shemayim. Therefore, I add that malchut now in the context of the bracha of Atov Tameti.
Does that make sense? Like to do different brachas, like to say something in one and then think of it? Kind of strange.
For derech eretz, it's not strange. For dinim brachas,
it's not a din.
Right, you're trying to, you know, I mean, it would be the way you would be at the king's table. Even though you may have a proclamation or something that doesn't necessarily involve an invocation of the king's name, you would certainly want to say something about the great and glorious Malchus. Rav Papa Amar, the Papa says, the point is, what he's talking about is that besides beginning, that indeed you do need both malchiyot. In other words, we're using this bracha to be master the malchiyot of all of the brachot of Birkat HaMazon. Which is why after, indeed, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we mention twice. We go through the Avinu Malkeinu, Adonai Boreinu, Goalenu, and so on, so that's Malkeinu. And then we say HaMelech HaTov HaMeitiv, that's HaMelech, besides the HaMelech of Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So ultimately, we're masker in this bracha, the bracha of Malchut for the Bonei Yerushalayim, and the Malchut of HaAretz. Yasser Rabbi Zera, third Rav Gittel, the Yasser Rav Gittel, Kamei de Rav Huna. Yasser Gomer, Rabbi Zera was sitting in back of Rav Gittel. Rav Gittel was sitting in front of Rav Huna and was saying over HaLocha. And what he said was, Ta'av lo yizkir shel Shabbat. Somebody did not say Ritzei. And he already completed his bracha. So he ended his Bnei Yerushalayim. What does he do? He should say, Baruch Shenatan Shabbatot L'Melucha Le'amo Yisrael V'Ava Lo'ot L'Brit Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbat. Now the Baruch over here means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Now he's saying, there's a full bracha. Amar Leg. So Rav Huna asked him, where'd you get that from? Man Amra Rav. He heard it from Rav, he said. Then he was sitting and he said over another. Yosef Kama Tavi Yiloyitkisha Yom Tov. Again, and he already ended his bracha, so he should say Baruch Shenatan, and again this means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shenatan Yamim Tovim Lamo Yisrael, the Simcha, the Sason, the Sarkis, the Zikaron, and again Baruch Atah Hashem, Mikadesh Yisrael Vazbanim. Rav Huna again asked in Man Amra, and he said Rav, Hada Yatz Mikomer, then later he said, Ta'a Velo Yisrael Shalosh Chodesh, Omer Baruch Shenatan Roshei Chodeshim, Lamo Yisrael Zikaron. Now, Zera, who was sitting in back of the middle, did not hear this part clearly. He said, I don't know whether he mentioned Simcha for Rosh Chodesh, like he did. I heard that clearly, him saying the Simcha, the Zikaron, he said when it came to Yom Tov. And I didn't hear whether he said Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kadesh Chodeshim at the end, or not. And I didn't hear Rav Huna ask him where he heard it from. I don't know whether this is from Rav, or this was an extension of his own Svarah, that there's also a takana to make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Well, most of the posts can say that one does say Rishenu Malchut, this bracha. And it's spoken by like the others. Now, Gido ben Yomi was once sitting in front of Reb Nachman, and he saw Reb Nachman had forgotten to say Ritzay, so called Reb Nachman, and he went back to the beginning and he cut them as well. So he asked Reb Nachman, after benching, my time of Marafi, why did you do that? He said, what do you mean, why did I do it? I forgot Ritzay. So Romer of Shila Amara, Ta'af was El Arut. Let's go back to the beginning of Dhamma, up to the beginning of benching. So he said to him, but we know that Ravuna afterwards taught this over the name of Rav after he had heard this halacha quoted from Rav. That you're supposed to say this halacha, Baruch Shnatan, Shabbatot, and so on. How come you didn't say that? Omar Leibu. I guess nobody taught you, but La Bikbar, La Omar, and Hashabatak, and from Rav. Lo Shana, Lo Shalom, but Tak, but Tovani, too. That this halacha, that you're allowed to say the special bracha when the Levite would say, is only if you hadn't begun already saying the next bracha. Of Atova Mitir. But if you began to say Atova Mitir, Chozer LaRosh, then it's too late, and I was too late for me. I had already not only completed the Bracha Bodei Yerushalayim, I had already started Atova Mitir. Now here's where there's that very significant discussion in the postgame where I've mentioned this before because that's a pet peeve of mine, but the Chayodam and the Mishnah Berurah, who paskin that when it says over here that you began Atova Mitir, that it means you actually began to say the bracha. But if you just said Baruch Ata Hashem, then you could always say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back and say the bracha. Okay, I mean, there's many who are chilek smash for emotions, not all of this, and I've told you why it's a pet peeve of mine, because Lamdeni Chukecha is not a bracha, but well, so it doesn't really make any sense to have said a bracha completed with Lamdeni Chukecha. There are those who say also that you said Baruch Ata Hashem, what's to stop you from ending, even said Baruch Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, why not just turn that into the bracha of Shabbatot and Yom Tov? How do you say, put there? So you just keep going with that bracha. That too is, there are those who suggest that in Rav Avadya says,
you don't have to catch it.
Yeah, so I mean, you've caught in time, you haven't actually begun the
okay.
Words of Atzor Vamiti.
No, it's a different bracha.
That's the Shabbat. So the earlier is how you learn that. But you can do it. Omer Avidi Barabin, Omer Av Amram, Omer Av Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Ta'avol iskirsha Rosh Chodesh Batfilah, Matzirinato. If you leave out Rosh Chodesh in davening, then you go back to the beginning. But if you forgot it in Birkat HaMazon, it's not a problem. In Matzirinato, you don't have to go back to the beginning. So Rav Avin asked Rav Amram, what's really the difference? You never saw a difference then, you got this money. Why is it a difference davening Rosh Chodesh? Mash Matfilah. Who mash Birkat HaMazon? My life. Yeah. This was something that bothered me a lot. After the Dika, actually, we shall tia Rav Nachman. I asked Rav Nachman. Some say he said I asked my Shmuel, and he said I don't know. The truth is nobody ever explained it. Hey, Moshe Neely, that's why I was Mekabel. But you know what? We can figure it out. Nivzei, let's think about this for a minute. The truth is, Tefillah is a Kovah. As I have no way of avoiding saying Tefillah. Therefore, the piyut of Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah is part of that chovah. This is the Gedalta Nusach HaTefillah. However, you cannot say that you have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. No chiyuv of Seuda. No chiyuv of Seuda. Even though Tosfos says, you're not allowed to be mitaneh on Rosh Chodesh. It's included in the Gedalta Ta'anit. Fine. Not to be mitaneh doesn't mean you need to have a Seuda with bread and so on. So there's no chiyuv of Seuda. Therefore, you can't say that it's kavua in terms of the chovah. And this is a Birkat HaMazon. Who's to say there is such a thing as Birkat HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh? So if you eat, fine. So be maskirin. You weren't maskirin, you still said the proper Birkat HaMazon. Mashen kein tefillat Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say. If you left out Yalav Yalav. So therefore, you have to be first on the road. Makes sense to me. Oh, but on Shabbos, you have to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about this in a minute. So then he asks, what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? So then you should say, over there, you certainly have to eat. So how can you tell you, are you saying that if in there, you would have to go back? Omer Lagin, that's exactly what I'm saying. If you leave out, let's say, on Shabbos, you have to go back. Yomer Abishil Omer Rab, Ta'ah Chozer LaRosh. You have to go back to the beginning. No, but what do you mean? What about Ravuna's Pesach, the Ta'ah? You don't go back, you just say Baruch Shnatan. Yeah, but that's only if you didn't start. La'avit ma'allah, lo shano shalo patach batov ha'metiv, avo patach batov ha'metiv, Chozer LaRosh. So now comes up a very interesting question, which is, how about Suda Shlishit? Suda Shlishit.
On Yom Tov.
On Shabbos. On your back. Suda Shlishit. You don't have to eat pot. It turns out to be the same as Rosh Chodesh. It could be Yotzev Minitagima. According to this, if you leave out Ritzay in Suda Shlishit, it's no different than leaving out Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh. not the chozer.
It's not a diavad. Not that possible.
Okay, but you can't say that it's the kiyut of the bracha birkat hamazon. The Tosfos says, I mean, certainly if you have an extra suud on Shabbat, it's not that we washed again and had four suud. It's not a chiyuv suud of Shabbat. Now, so you wouldn't go back, he says. So what do you say, Richie? What's your psak?
Would you go back?
Would I go back? I always go back.
When you say Richie, but that's impressive. Uh-huh, so it's not only a memory stick, it actually has a little processor.
Rewind the tape.
It's okay with that. So, I mean, obviously this revolves around a conceptual question, because if we're saying that there exists a concept called the Katamazon Mishabah, but Stosis is taking for granted that the issue over here is the chiyuv of a particular sunnah, not the nusach of Birkat HaMazon. If there's such a concept as Birkat HaMazon l'Shabbat, if there is tefillah l'Shabbat, tefillah l'Rosh Chodesh, I mean, it doesn't have anything to do about the particular chiyuv HaSeudah at this moment. It has to do with whether we were koveh Birkat HaMazon l'Shabbat. No. In any event, this is how we pass most of the post. If you forget Ritzay and Seudah Shlishit, you don't go back and say Birkat HaMazon. You're not very well known halakha. You're saying Birkat HaMazon. fascinating new thing which comes from this Tosafot. Av kama mizamnim. Now, we have an interesting machlokas at the end of the Mishnah, which is, what is the shiur which you're allowed to now be mizamein for the other people who ate? The machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and surprisingly, Rabbi Meir is the one who says kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says kibesa, even though we know that in other issues, it's the opposite. And this is what now bothers the Gemara. Lameima, are you telling me that according to Rabbi Meir, choshev like kizayis, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chashivut is the kibesa? Have we not learned the Ferush, the opposite case? It's not. When there's two cases over there, one of which is the one that the Vechain is referring to, and that is a case for this week. Turns out a guy is on his way to his Pesach hotel, and he of course remembers, oh my God, I left all of the bread in the box at the bottom of the closet. What do I do now? Do I go back home and take care of it, or can I just be mavazel? So over there, indeed, it says, if he can get back in time, to go back and to be Makayim, all of his mitzvahs, I mean, fine, if not, he should be mavazel believer. V'chein, the next case continues on. Somebody who had been in Yerushalayim brought a korban, and on his way out, he realizes, oh my God, I've got a piece of my shlamim in my sandwich. Now, he was only allowed to eat his shlamim in the Beit HaMikdash, in Arabah, in Yerushalayim, and now he's on his way home. What in the world is he supposed to do? Now it became already possible, because it was B'yotza. He can't eat it. So that's not the question. But the question is, does he have to go back to burn it, because he's supposed to burn it in Makom Kodesh? So now does he have to turn around again? So there we have a machloket. Mishi Yatzam Yerushalayim Diskashi Ayav Yadu Basar Kodesh. So the shear, first of all, to how far is Haratzofim. Imabat Sofim, other sort of Sofim is any place from which you still see Yerushalayim. So it's just still now between, it's not a measurement of distance, because as Tosfos points out, if it were, it should say, or Kitzofim in a circle around Yerushalayim, like we find by Modi'im, we find that motion. So therefore, the Tosfos means a place where Tosfim were able to look out over Yerushalayim, then if you're already past that, you can burn it where you are. V'imlach chozer v'sofar lifnei habira, there's a place in the Har HaBayit where they used to have a large fire, and that's where they would bring all of the psulei HaMikdashim of Kashim Kalim, and they used the Atzei HaMarachah. Now, how much would you have in your sandwich that would make you go back? And here's where we have our focus. Rabbi Meir says, well, either case, the case of the chometz in your house, or the case of the sandwich in which you have Basar Kodesh, the shear is that you would have to have a kibetza. That's strange, because Rabbi Meir is the one who says kizayit in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, zev zevi kizayit, which is strange, because Rabbi Yehuda says kibetza in our Mishnah. Alright, for sure, we've switched things around over here in our Mishnah, and then Rabbi Yehuda indeed is the one who holds that a kizayit is chashuv, and indeed that's how we paskin, even though that Lamaisa's Rabbi Yehuda says kizayit is chashuv, even though Lamaisa Abaya has another explanation, as we'll see in a moment. Abaya Omar, lo'olam lo teipuch, actually, there's no connection between the two sugyot. Why is the question? The machloket over here in terms of Birkat HaMazon is dependent on how you learn the pasuk. It says, v'achalta v'savata v'erachta. Now, Rabbi Meir holds v'achalta refers to what is normally termed achila. achilas gizaris. Visavata means that you also drank zoshtia. Achilas bikizayit. What the Torah is saying is that there's no chiyuv of your katamazon, dioraita, unless you also drank with your suda. So it requires achila and shtia. Shtia gives you a sense of sphia. So understands Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Yudu, also achalta. Visavata is one thing. Achila sheyesh basvia. So it's now defining a particular type of achila. Now the standard achila, which is measured by kizayit, as we saw in our posik where we analyzed the Eretz, chita besora, and so on, but rather a particular achila of svi'a, and that refers to achilat kibetza. Now that has nothing to do with the issue of the notar in Yerushalayim, which was a svara. Rabbi Meir holds chazarato kitumato. Rabbi Meir says, look, how did Chazal treat psuli hamikdashim? They gave it a din of tuma, right? In order to avoid a notar. It's matane yadayim. That this notar is matane, like everything else, any other achila that's matane, is bishir kibetza. So once we see that they treat it as a shir of kibetza, legabi isuri, so chazarato, whether mechayev you to come back home to Yerushalayim, so to speak, and burn it, is also the kibetza's review. All of us know the isra achila is not the kibetza. The isra achila is bikizayit. Therefore, the chiyuv of going back and burning it should be dependent on at what point is there an isra diorait which mechayev for eating it. So chazarato ki isuro, ma isuro bikizayit af chazarato bikizayit. What does that have to do with the question of the achalta b'savata v'rachta? So I mean, it's not some type of theory that in general we have a machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what is considered to be kashim b'klal, a kizayit or a kibetza. Each thing defines kashibut in its own particular way. Therefore, there's no connection between the two shitot. Now, l'maisa, this shita of achila of Rabbi Meir, that achila and sviya, or sviya being shtia, makes half kaminas la'alacha. Because supposing somebody ate and did not drink, and he says Birkat HaMazon. Now he goes and takes a drink. At this point he becomes Chayiv in Birkat HaMazon D'oraita, whereas before he was only Chayiv D'Rabbanan.
You should always make sure to drink.
In which case he wasn't Yotze, because he only now became Chayiv.
Assuming he drank Tov Kadeh something, right?
Yeah, of course. It's still within his time of feeling sphere. I mean, we'll see later on what that shear is. A 72-minute thing that we have for as long as you still don't feel like eating. But in any event, it would be a big problem because you could be mitchayev na midiraita
of
bracha.
Is that the source
of
like, where if one is still thirsty, one
shouldn't
finish?
Probably. Because then he'll become chayev in terms of his siya afterwards. Looks like you're going to have it twice.
Even
yeah, that's what, that's what he's bringing. That it would be a certain sviya. I never saw it. I'm saying I didn't see that, but he's telling me that there's such a thing.
I don't remember. I've never seen it inside.
That even if you had already had a drink, that it would be a din of sviya, a drink of sviya. I never saw such a
thing. If one is still one is ready to bench, right. The meal is over, one is still thirsty.
Even though he had already had a drink.
Yeah.
I didn't see such a svara. The problem is there's a shear of sviya, which doesn't necessarily demand an absolute sphere, but it's an interesting story. I didn't see it. I'm saying, I assume, you asked me if that would be the reason. I assume that would be the reason.
Why
I mean, it doesn't.
Mean,
oh, you mean maybe you'll eat again?
Yeah, I mean,
it's not the norm after you ate and benched to go eat again. But nothing on you. It's true, it would be, but it isn't there up to drink.
That's
you get a chance to drink in the meal.
So that enough.
But according to Rabbi Meir, that is Sviya D'oraita. That's what Sviya D'oraita means.
No, because we say that Hashem says that. You know, exactly.
That's not so much. That's all right. What Aureli is raising is actually an issue that Tosus addresses over here. Tosus Tainas, that the way we're darshing the Pasuk, the Chatur Sabata, seems to run counter to what we've been saying all along, that the Klal Yisrael is machmer on themselves, but it's not really from the Pasuk. It must just be a Geder Mesvach of the Alma. According to which this entire discussion is moot, because man was not kamina then. Even if he would eat, I mean, you know, even if he would drink, he already was, you know, the brach was only rabbanon. However, there are many shitas that disagree with Tosafot and among the Rishonim, and hold that this is in fact, if a person is soveya, this is all he wants to eat, then he's chayiv, he would be chayiv in yoraita, even in a small shear. As a matter of fact, some say he doesn't even eat it, because if he really feels sviya. Would be chayiv d'oraita even with that. This is fascinating. I mean, for instance, how about in a case where you eat just because you have a whole meal, you eat just a kizayit pot? Here's an afternoon. You have a meal that consists of a kizayit pot. You don't feel the same. Perhaps that's only the rabbanon, and him if mirror that. Those who eat a whole meal, try to eat, so on and so forth, together with the Kezayat Tepah. Over there, the Kezayat Tepah is considered to be the Shir of Svia for Bat in the context of the Zohar. And according to many, it would be Chayav in the Diyaraita, not Rambam, even only on a Kezayat. Again, so the Tosfos is not Muskim to everyone. You know, the way Tosfos is learning, the whole discussion over here would anyway be a Mitzvah, so we have no problem. Let me do it to you. Now you can do the...
Doesn't this come up Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Erev Pesach, where you finish a meal, you bench, you say everything, and then you eat another meal. You say you don't eat a meal after you finish a meal, but you're going to eat a meal after you finish a meal.
What?
So we have to twice.
Not everybody does that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to have some reason to eat the second meal to get the bench, and you're going to be mafsik, right? You're not just going to bench and then continue eating, I mean, it's a brother shame, it's
reason. No, but if you continue eating,
how can you do that?
In the south, wash and eat another meal.
Why isn't that a bracha shein tzricha? Why did you bench if you intended to continue eating?
Because I had my meal and satisfied. But now I know I have to have three meals on
Shabbos. I don't know. That sounds pretty fishy to me. I mean, it needs to be some kind of...
You're
going to go out, you're going to take a walk, you're going to...
Right, take a walk.
No, I can't do that. It doesn't take you walking in the middle of a meal.
It's not a hefsek.
It's not a hefsek.
Then why is it? When it comes to the Amazon, it's kaveyasur in the coma. Depends what is it you're eating. It depends what the hefsek was. Sure, go out. Okay, but all of this, we're going to get to those halachas. We're trying to do everything here.
Okay, we got to do something.
Please. Live the Heidi Commissioner. Kitzad Mizambim. How exactly do we go about doing this zimun? We spoke about achiyav of zimun without ever explaining the way in which it's done. Well, there's three people. You say nivaret shachal mishalot. There's four people. One addresses the others and tells them not nivaret shachal mishalot, but rather berchu shachal mishalot, because that's already a lashon tzivui. Is better. If you say nivaret, it's mashbas. Thus it claims that you're only asking them, could we, can we bench you? But Baruch Hu is now more of a positive statement. Biasara, on the Nivarech HaVakeinu. So there you say Nivarech HaVakeinu, Shachal Mishalo, Baasara HaVu, then one addresses 10, says to them, Baruch Hu. Now it doesn't matter if you've got 10 people there, we got 10,000 people there, that's the way you do it. And then the Mishnah promptly goes ahead and ignores what it just says, and says, now if you have 100 people, then you say Nivarech Hashem HaVakeinu. And if you have 101, then one addresses the 100 and says, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. If you have 1,000 people, the Elef, then you say, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Of course, if you have 1,001, then one addresses the 1,000 and says, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you have 10,000 people, Beribu, then you say, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakot Yosheva Kuvim, Ala Mazon Shachalnu. And if you've got 10,001, you can just see the people going around and saying,
don't leave, we need you.
9,000,
do we pass
like this? No. Omer Borchu. Akinyat Shum Borech, Kachonim Achrav. Depending on what he's saying, that's what they repeat. So if he's talking to the 10,000 people, they'll say, Baruch Hashem, Lokeinu, Lokei Yisrael, Lokei Tzvakot, Yosheva Kuvim, Al Hamazon Shachama.
All 10,000 a year, you say that.
Yeah. Advar Hakol, Rabbi Yosef really Omer Lefi Rov Hakahal Hein Lebarchin. Rabbi Yosef really says that the bracha is dependent on the number of people. It says, but Ma Kelot Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Nimakor Yisrael. Says Rabbi Akiva.
Is he just backing up?
Rabbi Gemara is going to ask what happened in this Mishnah. It's a very confused Mishnah. First it makes an assertion, then it goes back on its assertion, and then it turns out that it's a Machloket. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, look, in a Beit Knesset, do you go around counting the number of people in Beit Knesset? Either you have a minion or you don't have a minion. So you always say, Baruch Hu Hashem. So what's the matter? Echad HaMerubim, Echad HaMuatim. Why should we be any different when it comes to Birkat HaMazon? Rabbi Yishmael Omer, you don't say Baruch Hu Hashem. You say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMivorach. And we'll see why this is very important, because the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel.
Is this an issue with the middleman 6 weeks ago?
Which one?
The issue with the
Meadowlands,
not
the
Garden,
6 weeks
ago.
I don't
know.
The
Meadowlands? Meadowlands.
The Meadowlands.
See them in America.
Oh, see them in America. Yeah. Things like
Meadowlands.
Meadowlands. It is something.
New Jersey swamps.
Swamps. Oh, now we're talking Meadowlands.
Meadowlands.
Russian flag of war.
We from north of the border would know that technicality.
I see. So what is your question?
Would that be an issue?
I was asking if we
might. If we had Paskin, it would have been, yeah. That would have been huge. And that's against the question of whether if it's over the closed circuit TV or satellite.
Yes.
We're just to keep things easy, but it's still there.
Are you saying they
let
them hide that they were watching the TV?
No. Not really. Lo lama yotzi. This is problematic.
Are you Shmuel saying in what number of people?
He's talking about Shul now.
Yeah.
Any number.
Oh, just
once you have a minion, he just said he didn't like what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Akiva said, Bokhuet Hashem.
Oh.
He said, no, it's Bokhuet Hashem. I'm a Borat. See, that turns out to be very important. Because since Shmuel says a person should never be Motzi Sasser Min HaKlal, then that means he shouldn't say Borchu to the other people. He should say Nivorek, because he's saying, you make the Bracha, what about you? The Tosa says, so what? That Yerushalmi asked, so what about Borchu? And Shul. And the answer is, because you say I'm Nivorek, you're asserting that you're partial Bracha. That's why you have to say I'm the Borach. Whereas if you left that before, it's like, I'm telling the Tzibur. You know, you go ahead and bless God. I have better things to do. You know?
But so, we bless God too. This is a Shrek Tzibur. It doesn't say Borach. We say Borach Hashem Borach. They answer that. Same thing.
Well, that's all right.
You say Borach Hashem Borach.
You answer Borach. You don't say Borach Hashem
Borach.
Right. Like in Birkat HaMazon. It's the same idea. So the Seshmo, you shouldn't be much yourself in a club. So then ask the Gemara, what do you mean? It says Bishlo Shavu Omer Borchu. You're saying a person should not be Motzi Tatsu Min HaKlal, where the Mishnah's go there, you have to be Motzi Tatsu Min HaKlal. No, there's Shmuel, it doesn't mean you have to. It says, if you said Borchu, it's okay. But I'm just telling you, that in terms of Derech Eretz, it makes more sense to say Nivarech. And the way to understand the Mishnah is not that the Mishnah was saying that it has to be this way. In other words, we thought, as Tosus explained to Havamina, is that Borchu is better because it's more positive, whereas Nivarech seems to be hesitant. How do we know that Nivarech is hesitant? From my separations. When our Kodesh Borchu says, Na'ase Adam B'tzalmenu, and Chazal tells us that means that he was hesitant about it. So he was asking, you think this is a good idea? All right, Payne should have gotten the right answer. Right. So in other words, it's a type of bakashat rishus in which you're making an assertion and you better agree with me. I mean, that's what it comes about. The same as Nivarek, you know. So because if you got an answer, you got to Nivarek, you got an answer. So interesting. Huh? So anyway, that was Avamina. Comes along Shmuel and says, no, that's a mistake. All it's telling you is that too is a din of Zimun, because Lomaisa, you say the Lashon Sivui, so you're telling me also the same idea as Nivarech. But I think it would be better that you include yourself in the cloud. Okay. So it says it can't really mean Adif Mamish. Nivarech is Adif, because it means that there's advantages to both ways. If Nivarech was Adif, in essence, why in the world would we go the other way at all? Mm. Say, I mean, the Mishnah is going to say, and if there's one of them, so then say Baruch. What do you mean say Baruch? Then you can get away with saying Baruch. So I have to tell you that in the Mishnah. If a guy said Baruch, but he wasn't supposed to, was he Yotzi or not? Discuss that in the Gemara. So Tosfos says, of course, it doesn't mean Adi. It means each one has its Adifut. So it's not that Tosfos was wrong in explaining the Havamina before. There is an advantage in saying Baruch. Now it's a question of sensitivity. Mikomakom Nevarech Adif. And Lamaisa, I mean, you see this thing. Yomer Rav Arava, Amr Beirav, Tanina Shisha Nechalakim Ad Asaras. You have six people. So then there's no reason not to split. Because if you have six people, you have two chaburot of three. Each one of them can split and say Nevarev. And this is true until you have ten. And once you have ten, of course, you can't split anymore. Because then you're going to miss out on saying the Astar Zashem. If you tell me that it's advantageous to say Nivarech, at least as advantageous saying Baruch Hu, so that explains why you could split. But if Baruch Hu is Adif, and you're supposed to have one person address the others, so the moment that I split six into two threes, I have to go back to Nivarech. So that means I shouldn't split if it were Adif. Then Nivarech is just as Adif. Only people that really, really get into that kind of stuff are the Nagdanim, you know. Those Nagdanim, the Lashon of Nikur, Nakranim, something. People like to dig into everything, you know. They'll analyze every word that you say and drive you absolutely crazy. You could have said it like this, and maybe we should have said it like that, and so on. They'll be Tavsima Talaka. Oh, they'll get you all right. You'll have a 3-hour discussion about whether Adik means better, or Adik means the same, or whether their affairs is the better thing, or whether it's evil. It'll go on forever. But Lamaisa, in terms of the Adivas, that's the Halakha. Okay, we'll talk about those Nakranim tomorrow. But
when do we say the Rov Am HaGasna? Is that only over 10?
No.